Well, Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar has withdrawn herself from consideration to be Joe Biden's running mate in the presidential election. Klobuchar told MSNBC last night she is urging Biden to choose a woman of color to join him on the ticket.
This is a moment to put a woman of color on that ticket. And there are so many incredibly qualified women. But if you want to heal this nation right now, my party, yes, but our nation, this is sure a hell of a way to do it.
People on social media have had a lot to say about this. Let's bring in Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, for our weekly social media roundup. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy. I'm looking forward to unleashing Twitter pundits on you.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, let's start with that story. What kind of reaction are you seeing online to Klobuchar?
Well, Dr. Susan, she sounds exasperated. She says it is time to put a flipping qualified person on the ticket. Great if person of color, great if a woman, but first a person of character with the nation and the world in mind. Educated, mindful, with integrity, please. John Hawkins says that Amy Klobuchar, who knew she wasn't going to get picked anyway, is deliberately trying to torpedo Elizabeth Warren. He is probably heat big mad at her right now. And then here's one that's really, really insightful, bearing in mind the framework that we're looking at right now and how many protests are going on around the country against police brutality. And Terrence Daniels says, she was a terrible choice because she literally represents the systematic racism we are fighting against. You picking her, Joe Biden, shows how little you had listened. George Floyd was killed in her state on her watch with her cops and her policies. So that brings us right back to where we are right now for this moment that we're having in the United States, looking at where we are with race relations, with the police relations, with people of color.
Well, and on that note, Twitter, for the fourth time, has labeled a tweet from President Trump as manipulated media as Twitter cracks down on misinformation. What is this latest tweet all about?
All right, Jeremy, I did not think that I saw this tweet last night from the president. I did not think that when I woke up today, I would still see the tweet. I was pretty much convinced it would disappear because it's kind of outrageous. But what you see, two little toddlers playing in the street and one chasing after another one. And then it has a fake CNN headline on it. Breaking news. Terrified toddler runs from racist baby. Now, that actual story was about the delightful little Maxwell and Finnegan, who are best friends. One is black, one is white, and they are huge friends. And whenever they see each other, they give each other giant, giant hugs. That is the real story. And there was just a little clip of them running away. And then that was where the racist toddler phrase came from. Apparently it was satire. Apparently it was a joke, but it didn't go down well with many people.
Well, what were people saying about it in reaction to it?
In reaction to it. So Starjammer, by sharing this at Real Donald Trump, you forfeit the right ever to complain about fake news ever again. Eugene, whose handle is Eugene G-U-M-D, everyone could tell that that CNN chyron was fake. That's the words that you see on the screen, and that it was satire. I mean, babies can't vote, but I have to say, Twitter slapping on a manipulated media label to this tweet is an awesome flex. Then one more thought for you, just because there's this debate still raging on about this racist toddler idea. Keith Boykin, you accuse CNN of running a fake video of black and white children hugging in the street, but CNN actually ran the real video of these kids back in September. You're the one spreading fake news. Mm-hmm. And there are some people underneath this video, as the president posted, who actually believe that it is true. But let me help you out with this a little bit. Toddler is spelled wrong, and it's got only one D in this version. So it's toddler.
You know, it's interesting, Femi, that almost every time somebody actually puts something fake out there or somebody comes at you as a troll on Twitter, they always spell things wrong. They always spell things wrong. So it makes a lot of sense. We have time for one more that I want to get to, and that is, you saw the hashtag Executive of the United States was popular today, and you thought it was referencing the president, but actually it was about something else.
Yes, it was about the original military order that announced that the enslaved people of Texas were no longer enslaved, which gives us the day of Juneteenth. And remarkable that this document, this handwritten military document, is being circulated right now because the National Archives have just found it. Perfect timing, National Archives, for Juneteenth.
And we'll link to it at hereandnow.org. Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks, as always. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jeremy. You too.